The Maroons lead 1-0. Another famous Queensland win.
Another famous Queensland win. A different intro for our NRL Nation expert this morning. Joining me as always at this time on a Thursday, Mark Spud Carroll. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard. Not the result we want, big fella.
No, but with 10 minutes to go, it looked like we might get it, but it all fell apart in that last 7 minutes, even though we had an extra player.
Yeah, well, I think when that happened, I ultimately called for it again. I said, hopefully no one thinks it's going to be complacency, meaning I'm now only up against 12. Mate, they grew extra legs. And they always do it. They always do it. You just can't make mistakes against the side like the Queensland side, and they've got such amazing talent and speed on the wings. How fast is that bloke who scored that last try?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. If you were Freddie Fittler, what changes would you make, Mark?
Oh, well, they got beaten through the forwards. Pangai Jr., I feel like he's probably played his first and only game.
Yeah.
Not enough impact. They should have... They probably should have done what Queensland did, mate, because all the ones that were coming off the bench really had impact.
Yeah.
Payne Haas is always great up through the middle. Obviously, he didn't go off. But you look at the way they play in Queensland there, they changed their front rows around. Reuben Cotter started. I think he actually played the whole bloody game.
He did, yeah. Made about 50 tackles too. And
unbelievable.
And rightly man of the match.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think, as I said, the game goes for 80 minutes. The way the game was played, it was like, you know, they talk game in two halves. But it was really a game of four quarters. So I think the Queensland side come out the blocks fast in the first 20. New South Wales won the second 20. And then we come out the first 20 going okay, and then they come in the last 20. So,
yeah.
It's devastating, mate.
Yeah, all right. Look, a little bit of a memory. You played under Tommy Radonikis. And were part of all of that cattle dog thing. What exactly was the instruction with cattle dog?
Well, he just had this thing because he did it in the 70s. Yeah, when the cattle dog call would come out, it was throw as many punches as you can in the fight. But you just can't do that in open.
No, you can't do it now.
And I remember when he said it, you know, Joey John goes, mate, you can't do that. He said, mate, well, I get it. When I score, it's going to be on. And remember, we got the third game. And I visualised the only way you can really throw a punch back then was in the scrum. You just can't get up and play the ball. But they're also in our area coming through, Richard, there was two cameras. It wasn't like 40 at the moment.
Yeah,
everywhere. And the poor bloke who comes on was a bloke called Craig Smith, St. George Illawarra, and he just thought he was replacing the guy. I just sort of dropped it on the other side and I just hit him with the straightest right hand I've ever thrown. And then it all erupted.
And go the cattle dog, yeah. All right.
Go the cattle dog. Yeah.
Well, women's game is on tonight. I'm looking forward to that. There's a couple of superstars in the making. The 18-year-old Jessie Southwell, who plays with Newcastle, she made her debut in the NRLW comp last week, and I think she's one of a number of exciting players that'll be making their debut in State of Origin for the girls tonight. Should be a good game.
Yeah, it should be a great game. They're out at CommBank Stadium last year. I think they're at North Sydney Oval, so they're at one of the best stadiums in the world, I feel. You know, so right, they should be there. They're a highlight in our calendar.
Yeah.
I love the way girls play because you know what they do, Richard? They only tackle in two out, not three, and slow it down. Rugby league's getting a situation. There's so many stoppages last night. I thought it was an NFL game. I thought, is this game ever going to finish?
Yeah.
But the girls are, the only thing I know they want their own standalone thing, but I just don't know why they're not the opening game.
Yes.
Every State of Origin.
Yeah.
And make it three games, mate. They're going to be playing in front of 40,000 people.
Yeah.
Also the people are paying all this big money for these games. They're going to get baited for their ticket.
Yes. Yep. No, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, yeah. Why don't they play them both together and play three games? It's a bit silly. You know, they've upped it to two, but if it's one all, there's no decider. Anyway.
No, I think if they have one all, they're going to get a couple of coins and flick them in the air and play
pedal-tail. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, should be a good game. Looking forward to that one. Yeah. Okay, round 14 of the NRL kicks off tomorrow night. Again, we've got three teams that are having the bye this week. There'll be seven games. It's Tigers taking on the Raiders tomorrow night. Tim Sheens, he's only made one change to the side that thrashed the Cows last week. And a big plus, Appy Carousel will be backing up from Origin duties. Ricky Stewart with the Raiders. I think there's a lot of pressure on them, but it should be a good game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great game. I know there was a bit of a annoyance with Croker not playing his 300th game,
yep.
Which I fully support. I just think the opportunity's been great for the Canberra area. It's not a demise on the West Tigers. It's just a decision they've made, so
yeah.
Play with it. But I think the Raiders, I've really been happy with Corey Horsburgh. I've been doing a bit of work with him this year, Richard. Just playing between those ears, mate, because everyone knows these players are fit, right? But between their ears, they have to worry about their own game, not worry about what's happening to Johnny down the road or whatever.
Yeah.
Just do your own job, and you can see that in the way he's playing.
All righty. Okay, the early game, there are three games on Saturday. The early game, we've got all the action here from 2 o'clock. You'll be calling that with Joel Kane and Justin Horrow. It's the Warriors-Dolphins game. New Zealand welcoming back a few players from injury. Unlucky in the loss to the Broncos last week, and the Dolphins obviously looking to back up their efforts from last week with Wayne Bennett naming the same 17. However, I suppose the Hammer and Gilbert, I think he's resting them. I think.
Maybe that might be what happens. But they've got going to test the boundaries of what they've got down in stock. That's the thing with the Dolphins. But
yeah.
How can you tip against them at the moment?
Wayne
Bennett, he's a magician. I know the Warriors were pretty hard done by last week. They're playing at home, aren't they, the Warriors?
Okay,
I'm
going to
go to the Warriors at home, mate.
Okay. The middle game on Saturday, Titans take on the Bunnies. Kieran Foran, he's going to be rested. Queensland plays Tino Fifita. They have been named a backup for South's Origin duo Cameron Murray and Jai Arrow have also been named a backup. And Campbell Graham also back from injury. But no Latrell. I think it's Blake Taffey will be playing fullback. So it should be a good game. You're going to Bunnies?
It should be a good game. Yeah, I'll go to Bunnies, mate.
Yeah, all right. The late game Saturday, the Sharks take on the Broncos. Should be a blockbuster, this one. Who do you like, Sharks or the Broncos?
I think the Sharks at home.
Okay, yeah, Nicho Hynes has been named for Cronulla. Three games on Sunday. The early game is the Roosters-Bulldogs game. Trent Robertson, he's made several changes to the tricolours, trying to get their season back on track. Boy, they've been hot and cold, haven't they, the Roosters?
They're all tipping to be in the grand final this year, but he's having a few hurdles, isn't he? But now we've seen the best of what he can do, and he's mixed it side up. I think we'll go to the Roosters.
Okay, the middle of the three games on Sunday, the Cowboys take on the Storm. The Origin reps for North Queensland looked like they'd be rested. Jason Taumalolo named on the extended bench. He had his 30th birthday yesterday. Could make his long-awaited return. Bellamy's named the same 17. Munster and Grant set to back up from Origin last night. Yeah, should be a good one. Cowboys and Storm, who do you like?
Yeah, Cowboys probably been the most disappointing side this year, so I'm going to go either Storm.
All right, the final game, and we're broadcasting that game from 6 o'clock right here. That's the final game in round 14. Panthers take on the Dragons. Ivan Cleary's made no changes to the side with their Origin stars to back up, and the Red V resting Jack Bird. Captain Ben Hunt, who had a good game last night, he'll be backing up from Origin duties. Panthers and Dragons, who do you like?
Out there. Yeah, I actually call them that game. I think Penrith Stadium, it's just like a fortress. They hardly ever get beaten out there, and if they're on the cohesion, it could be a big score.
Had a couple of callers early this morning saying that Nathan Cleary shouldn't be allowed to pick the Origin team. You reckon there were too many Penrith players there last night for New South Wales?
A couple of tries were actually combinations of the Panthers.
But yeah.
I think the first try, Liam Martin, was off Cleary, Luai and Martin. So, mate, they've got a bit of a... The heads down mentality down here. We've got to beat them up there, mate.
Yeah.
We've got to beat them on their home soil. So come on the Blues.
Come on the Blues. Now, just back to the Red V, you're surprised that Jason Riles has knocked back the Dragons' head coaching role to go to Melbourne as an assistant to Craig Bellamy?
No, not at all. I think he's read the lines on this book saying, what's the old saying that the head of the fish rots, and that's what's happening up there, mate. They've got no idea down there. And for a coach to come into that sort of set up, I'd be thinking twice too. So mate, I think he's just got to back himself. There might be still an opportunity down for Melbourne. I think he's governed for Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. And look, it came to light that Daniel Anderson had that body surfing accident while he was holidaying with his family on the Central Coast late last year. As a consequence, he's a quadriplegic. But good to see the rugby league family coming together to support one of their own, Mark.
Yeah, it was an amazing story. Von Sampson, she's so good at interviewing. But his attitude was unbelievable, Richard. Yeah, the positivity was showing. He's fighting it. Oh, mate, yeah, it happens so easy in the surf. It's such a powerful beast. And I still remember when they come out in the news, and I was devastated, actually. But it looks like he's making great progress, sorry. And I think he'll get through a little bit better, mate.
And just very quickly, too, it would appear that the incident with Corey Harawira Naira last week was, as a result, they're saying now, a build-up of small head knocks that might have caused that seizure. And I know you've had a lot to say on the head knocks, Mark.
Yeah, well, it was a crazy thing, Richard. That wasn't from a head collision. It was just
tackle.
As I said before, mate, if they're called concussions, they slay in your body. It's hard for people to be listening going, oh, what do you mean by that? Well, they do. They just stay in your body. It's like they rattle. Things are ready to rattle in your body. And unfortunately, and thank God he was, cared for straight away.
But, yes.
Yeah, again, as a player, mate, like, there's better life than playing footy. We all think we can play to 100. I still worry about Carl. I really do. I just think some instances on him. He's been copping a couple of whacks here and there. He's a tough kid.
Every time he goes down, Knights fans have got their heart in their mouth, mate. Good to talk to you. Good calling over the weekend, mate. We'll catch up next Thursday.
Thanks, Richard. See you, mate.
Yeah, Mark's Bud Carroll. He'll be calling that game, the 2 o'clock game on Saturday, right here.